Let's pray. Holy Spirit, come now in this moment. Lift us up through the Son to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In my parents' old house, a calendar hung on the wall above the yellow rotary telephone. You know, those old telephones with the cords actually went down. It was a Charlie Russell calendar, prints of American West paintings, cowboys riding broncs through gray sagebrush, trappers fending off bears in the forest, and outlaws holding up stagecoaches. Each of these instances of Western Americana oversaw all of those little white squares, each of those days from January to December. And we had a ritual in our family. Well, at least my father had a ritual in our family. Every day after dinner, my father would angle past the hutch, take down that calendar, go back to the kitchen table, ease into his seat, and he would pull out his black and green pen, and in his very precise, tiny handwriting, he would record the accomplishments of the day in the appropriate little white block. Today, gathered the river bottom, kicked the cows into the pasture near Otis Canyon, fixed two broken wires near the gate, took the pickup to town for gas and groceries. Sometimes when he had finished recording the day's accomplishments, my father would get a large plastic red glass, fill it up with Coca-Cola, drop some ice cubes into it, and sit back at the kitchen table and begin to flip through the calendar, looking back at past days and events, taking a sip of Coke, pondering. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Ray Smith preg checked the cows on that day. At other times, his left hand would simply sit on one of those Charlie Russell paintings, the red plastic glass full of ice cubes and Coca-Cola would rest on his knee and his right hand, and he would just stare out the window. And these were the times when he was pondering more sobering entries on his calendar. Today, three calves slid down into the creek, froze to death in the frigid water. Total loss this winter, 23 head. In our epistle reading this morning, St. Paul, too, gets up and angles past the hutch. He pulls down the calendar from above the yellow rotary telephone, and he slides back into his seat and begins to reflect on all of the accomplishments of his life. But these are not the accomplishments that impress the Corinthian Christians. The Corinthians are impressed with teachers who can take down their calendars, flip through, and point to moments of spiritual power and audacity. Ah, here is the day when I demanded from Demas that he give me money so that I might be a recognized philosopher in the city of Corinth. Here is the day when I preached the sermon that made all of the people cower before me. But as St. Paul sits sipping his ice-cold Coca-Cola, flipping back through his accomplishments, his boasts are very different, very disturbing for the Corinthians. Paul recounts his failures, the moments on the calendar when he wasn't in control, when life went wrong, when calves slip down the embankment into the creek and froze in the ice. Are these people servants of Christ, writes St. Paul? I'm a better one. I'm talking like a madman. I'm a better one with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, countless beatings, often near death. 5 times I've received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I've been beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I've been shipwrecked. A night and day I have been adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brethren, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. Now you and I, when we hear Paul recite this list, kind of imagine that he's kind of boasting, actually. Look how much I have suffered for Jesus. But for the Corinthians, these were no boasts. So the Greco-Roman mindset, especially there in Corinth, Paul is listing his inability. His inability to keep control of his life. Paul is a failure as far as they are concerned. He is not a strong man, not a powerful philosopher offering his guru wisdom on the streets of the city. He's not a man who will take money from the patrons. He's a man who actually labors. He says it twice in his list. He labors. He does the work of a craftsman, which is shameful. Shameful for a traveling teacher. A man who just is never in control. If I must boast, writes Paul, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. Now, sisters and brothers, as we too prepare for Lent again this Sunday, we also take down the calendar above the yellow rotary telephone. We ease into our chair at the table, and we begin to flip back through all of those white squares filled with that tiny handwriting. Some are filled with moments of joy, happy memories. Things that we are proud of. But there are plenty of days below the Charlie Russell paintings that we're less than thrilled about. Moments where, as we remember that day, we cringe. Mistakes we have made, failures in our lives. How many plans that never came to fruition? How many mistakes we've made with our children. How many times we've lost a job. How many moments that we look back on and we can just shake our heads. Moments of failure. Failure in life, but also at times failure in character. Sins. A calendar of people whose lives are not always under our control. But a few verses past our epistle reading, as St. Paul pages through all of his failures, all of his moments of being out of control, of not being able to sail swiftly from place to place, of not having all his enemies fall down before him, of weakness, the Spirit of God speaks. The triune God speaks. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. God's Spirit shows Paul the reality. The calendar of Paul's failures is a record of the grace of God. And so Paul shares this calendar of failures with the Corinthians. He writes, again, a few verses beyond our epistle reading, "I will all the more gladly boast of my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Every time Paul has failed in life, God has found a way to be faithful. And so this morning, sisters and brothers, as you and I sit at the table, sipping our Coca-Cola with some ice cubes thrown in, as we ponder our lives, look back over the calendars of our lives, as we recognize not only the good times, but also our failures, God speaks. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Every time we fail in life, God is faithful. I've told you all from time to time a story of one of my failures in life, how I spent years of my life preparing to be a professor of Old Testament at a Christian college or seminary. All I wanted in life, and I failed at it. Failed. So as I sit looking back over the calendar of my life, and there's the little square, handwriting small, written in, "Failed at being a professor on this day, didn't get it again." I have to say, strangely enough, that as I read it, I recognize it as an example of the grace of God. You see, what you may not know is that through seminary and graduate school, I struggled a great deal with my faith. I used to quote Cotton Mather's famous line, "Atheism is my greatest foe." And then I failed. I failed at what I most wanted in life. I failed to get the job that I had spent, well, let's see, 10.5 years preparing for. I failed. God made me a pastor and then a priest. And yet, strangely, God put me in a job, a vocation, where I am called to enter the presence of God with other people, and where I am called to observe where He is at work in the world. And little by little, I began to see moments, nudges of divine love in people's lives. God at work. The very thing I could never see. I failed, and through that failure, God most likely saved my faith. The calendar of our failures is a record of the grace of God. So this morning, as you prepare for Lent, and as you ponder your failures, the failures, the normal sorts of failures in lives, also the failures in life, failures of character and sin. Remember, your failure is God's opportunity to show His grace. Not, of course, that we run out seeking to sin so that grace may abound, but as a reminder that the calendar of our failures is the record of God's love and grace in our lives. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.